Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three of the Friday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find on our website, totally free, freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, you have been begging to bring this up.
Yeah, you guys are real nervous.
2 weeks, and it's a little philosophical.
It is.
We're gonna try our best with this one. So what do you have to talk about tonight?
All right, let me get right into it. It's an article by David Kelly from ObjectivistCenter.org.
And he wants Ayn Randian rant.
Yes.
I see.
Yes. And he's
talking about... That's what objectivists are, just that confused look on your face there, Ian.
I know what an objectivist is.
What, you got something in your pants then? What's wrong?
There is something in my pants.
You're just supposed to look confused by it.
I don't want to hear about it. Okay. So he starts off by saying, near the beginning of the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Butch Cassidy is challenged to a knife fight by another member of his hole-in-the-wall gang. Stalling for time, Butch approaches him to discuss the rules. Rules? And a knife fight? The challenger asks incredulously. And while his guard is down, Butch disables him with a kick below the belt. This scene always struck me as an accurate assessment of the value of rules. By rules, I mean self-contained prescriptions about concrete actions or situations, telling you what to do and how to do it. Fasten your seatbelt. Don't smoke in elevators. Don't have sex on the first date. Don't drive over the speed limit. Don't hit below the belt. For many rules, there is a rationale provided by some broader principle. But when rules take the place of principles, as is happening more often today, Butch Cassidy's response is the proper one. Don't let them get in your way.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to talk about this because I think that this is a huge key as to what's going on in society now, you know, nowadays, and it's a big part of the problem. And I think this has to do with a lot of what's being taught in education as well, is rules.
Well, another way to put it would be the law. That's also what rules are, essentially. It's another word for rules, except the law, the difference between rules and the law is the law's an official version of the rules. It was written down by some strange men and women in a room somewhere. And, of course, we have this obsession with law in America, this idea that this is a nation of laws, and laws ought to be respected. And nobody ever talks about, you know, what if it's a bad law?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially not in public schools nowadays.
Sure.
I mean, it's all about, you have to do this, you have to do this. Why? They don't ever really talk about the principles. They don't ever really talk about reasons, because they're forced to not talk about morals in schools.
Okay.
So, I want to talk a little bit more about this. He says,
so we're going to talk about the difference between rules and principles.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Yep. Well, he says, from kiss to consummation, by contrast with principles, rules are concrete and limited in scope, prescribing a particular type of action in a particular situation. Don't smoke in elevators is a rule. To maintain good relations with others, it is necessary to treat them with courtesy. It's a principle. To someone who followed this principle would not smoke in an elevator, someone who followed this principle would not smoke in an elevator with others present, nor would he talk loud at the movie theater, nor insult his host at a party, nor do any number of things that are covered by the principle. Large regions of social life that ought to be governed, and to an extent used to be governed by principles of courtesy, justice, and mutual respect, have now been bureaucratized by rules. Movie theaters find it necessary to inform their patrons that talking during the movie is forbidden. Interactions between men and women in the workplace are now regulated by sexual harassment rules that attempt to replace the principle of respect and the exercise of judgment.
So people sort of lose the ability to make up their own principles because they're given so many rules? Is that what...
I believe so.
Or perhaps to make judgments on principle, on, you know, how to apply a principle to a particular situation because they're so used to having these rules. And I think also another counter effect of having so many rules is that people just simply can say to themselves, well, how can I get around these rules? What can I do to circumvent these rules? Continue to violate the principle, but not violate the rules.
Do you guys remember this? There's an example here. He says, at Antioch College several years ago, an official sexual conduct code moved bureaucracy into the bedroom,
yes,
requiring that verbal consent should be obtained at each new level of physical and or sexual contact and conduct.
That's kind of about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now
it says that the request for consent must be specific to each act.
Yes. Now, Mary Sue, can I kiss you on the lips? May I hold your hand?
May I touch your earlobe?
And we're just thinking, like, you had to be very, very specific on how it went. It was the strangest.
What, is that a
weirdest.
Christian school, or what is it?
No, that's everywhere. That's a nationwide law for a while.
What?
No.
It was Antioch College.
It was in Antioch College.
It was
just so weird that it got a bunch of news. And
it wasn't that weird, though. There have been lots of colleges that have picked up that principle. Mm-hmm. It was a nationwide thing for a while. And I believe it's still around in a lot of colleges, state colleges.
I think that the Republican talkers just picked it up and acted like, this is what our colleges are coming to.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Well, he makes a good point about it. He says, what is offensive about this code is that it is not merely, is not merely its presumptuous interference in the most intimate of personal affairs, but its idiotic attempt to break the delicate and varied pas de deux into steps suitable for rules.
What is a pas de deux? A
sexual encounter?
Right.
I'm presuming.
Okay. Yes. The various things that one could do to get into a sexual encounter. You know, so you have to ask permission. There's
silly.
No flow. There's no, suaveness.
Ludicrous.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely ludicrous to regulate that in such a fashion.
All right.
Well, it says, here he goes on to say, what to do after you don't. Because they are so concrete, no set of rules could possibly cover every situation and action to which the corresponding principle applies. This defect is particularly serious in ethics, the field that provides the broadest and most fundamental level of guidance for human action.
It's also exemplified by our government, because what you see with our government is when something happens, you know, some sort of robbery of some sort happens, and no rules were broken, none of the laws that we have on the books were broken, the lawmakers say, how could we have left this out? We need to pass some more rules to address this situation in case it happens again. Whenever you see something happening in the news, the lawmakers are constantly proposing new rules to specifically address that one situation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we've gotten this extremely large, growing collection of laws that we have in this country.
Man, would you like this? He says, to appreciate the problem, consider the Ten Commandments, leaving aside the first few, which deal with the worship of God.
First four.
Well, he's okay. First four, there you go. Which deal with the worship of God.
He's just showing up.
The list is not unreasonable as far as it goes. Is it generally a good idea to honor your parents and to not steal, kill, commit adultery, bear false witness against your neighbor, or covet his possessions? But these rules hardly cover the whole of life. After you have refrained...
I got some problems with the Ten Commandments. That whole covet thing?
Really? What's wrong with that?
God's thought police.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. It's certainly interesting.
It is a good prescription for happiness, though.
Yeah.
You know, wanting... You know what the prescription for happiness is?
Uh-huh.
Want what you got?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, he says, after you have refrained from doing these don'ts, what then? What values will you seek in life? How will you deal with other people beyond respecting their rights? Is self-interest or self-sacrifice the honorable course in life? On these and countless other questions, the code is silent. The same problem applies to individual elements in this code. Bearing false witness, for example, is a specific form of lying, which is a specific form of dishonesty, trying to gain a value by faking reality. In my own case, not being given much to gossip, I doubt that I face the choice whether to state a falsehood about someone else's behavior as often as once a day.
You lost me on that. What now?
Yeah, I got a little lost there, too.
Okay, so he's saying that, you know, he's not given much to gossip, so he doesn't gossip very often. So he doesn't really often face the choice of whether or not he's going to lie about someone else's behavior. It just doesn't happen to him very often.
Are people who are... I don't think people who are gossiping believe they're lying. They're just passing... maybe one person starts a lie, but then the rest of them are just passing on what they heard.
Well,
I don't think that necessarily all gossipers are...
I believe he goes on to explain it a little bit further about why he believes gossip is a form of lying.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got lots of great stuff on our website. It's all on the house, including the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts are there. 1,200 people are interacting, over 1,200 people, and it's free. There's everything from serious issues to fun stuff to, well, stuff like Johnson's got in here. We're going to get back into the difference between rules and principles. But first, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So just to recap, essentially, we've This is from the, I believe, the Ayn Rand Institute?
No, ObjectivistCenter.org. I believe it has, they have ties to it.
Objectivist Center, they are essentially, this guy is essentially pointing out that we've got a problem in society today, and the problem is our addiction to rules as opposed to principles. And there's a big difference.
And one of the things he's gotten into covering is the Ten Commandments as rules. And he was going into talking about bearing false witness, which is an example of a very specific form of lying. Right. And he says that even if we broaden the commandment into an injunction against all lying, as Christian moralists normally do, it is still a rule forbidding a specific type of action. There are many other forms of dishonesty, such as plagiarizing the work of some others, pretense or phoniness in one's public persona, or self-deception, that are equally immoral but not mentioned in the code. Hmm. By contrast, the principle that one should seek values by grasping and representing reality rather than faking it gives us comprehensive guidance across a vast number of circumstances that could not be covered by a long list of discrete rules. You'd have to have lists of hundreds of thousands of little individual rules.
That's what we have.
What our government's trying to do.
Yep. And it's impossible to address it or to even begin to read them all.
And you can't memorize them either. I mean, it's...
No way.
Concepts are broader and they I don't know.
So you're pointing out if we had a list of principles to live by, it'd be easy to remember them. We could have a simple course on them in school and learn
Absolutely.
The principles of life and that's it.
Absolutely. I think so. Well, he goes and he wants to get into a little bit more of talking about what the... conceptual differences are.
Okay, we will in just a moment. We got to go to the phones first. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Aaron in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey Aaron. What's on your mind?
I was visiting Sarasota, and I think that's where you all are from, right?
Right.
You are correct.
Yes, and I was wondering what y'all, in your opinion, is there to do down here? I'm over here at Longboat Key. It looks like you have to have $1 million to do anything over here.
You're the youngest guy actually on Longboat Key right now.
Wow, that's great. Well, what is there to do around here?
Go a couple of keys.
Can you come to visit?
Go a couple of keys down. Go to Siesta Key. How old are you, Aaron?
I'm 22.
Okay, so you want to drink. Go a couple of keys down to Siesta Key and go to the village and have a good time.
There you go, man. Hey, if you want more, this isn't a tourist show, so if you want more, email Manwich, and he'll give you some locations. All
right,
man?
Well, I mean, we could talk about anything, though, right?
You have to think about this. It's also an international radio show. So
yeah, but maybe somebody from France wants to come visit Sarasota, and they want to know what there is to do
maybe
here.
Maybe so. It is a popular tourist destination.
And we did talk about it on the air
and
with you.
And we did talk about it. Thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, it's not travel.
Here's your little commercial. Siesta Key, whitest beach sand in the world.
See, that's the thing.
Not anymore.
A lot of people haven't grasped that concept yet. We did just talk about it with you.
Right.
Most radio shows wouldn't have taken your call.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, just because we say we're going to talk to you about anything doesn't mean we're going to talk to you about anything for
half an hour.
All right, back to principles.
Rules and principles. Okay, so he goes on to say, the advantage of principles is the advantage of concepts. They unite an open-ended number of particular cases under a single abstraction. Now, that's a complicated sentence. So he goes on to explain. The concept of man is a single mental unit that stands for all human beings. Without this concept, we could not possibly hold in mind a list of every human being that, as an individual. In the same way, a principle is a single mental unit that covers a multitude of actions and occasions. The principle that one should drive under control, for example, applies to every type of road condition, level of traffic, etc., for which one could not possibly specify a comprehensive list of discrete rules. Of course, we pay a price for this advantage of principles because it is so abstract. One has to apply a principle to a particular case by the exercise of judgment and taking into account the specific facts about the context. In the case of honesty, for example, the amount of information...
Well, hold on. You mean when you say you have to apply something by judgment, you mean you have to look at the facts of the case, you have to actively make a decision as to whether or not your choices are based on or going to follow
a
certain...
Right. Unlike rules where you just blindly follow the rule, with a principle, you have to make a judgment. You have to make a choice.
I see.
He says, in the case of honesty, for example, the amount of information one is obliged to convey to others... depends on the exact nature of the relationship one has with them. So, for example, if I'm a good friend with you, I might give you a little bit more information than I would if I don't really know you very well.
Mm-hmm.
But This points to a second defect of rules. Rules are formulated for a specific context. They never fully specify the nature or limitations of that context. As a result, rules invariably have expectations, and they often conflict with one another. Someone trying to follow the rules without the benefit of broader principles will have no way to determine when he is faced with an exception or how to resolve a conflict.
So essentially, let me see if I understand this. You're saying that somebody who has just a set of rules to follow doesn't really have a moral compass, per se. They just have a book of rules.
Right. They're normally, and it just, and those rules are normally designed for a very specific situation. In other words, situations can arise that
they don't have any rules.
They don't fit in the rules. Yeah, or they don't fit the basic definition of the rule.
So therefore, they're stuck paging through books looking for the rules that might apply to that situation.
Right.
And when they can't find any of them, they're baffled as to what to do.
Here's an example.
They're so used to following the rules.
It's sort of like how what's been happening with the internet. We don't have laws to handle the sort of commerce and things that go on in the internet.
Absolutely, it's a good thing. He gives another example. I think it's a little bit more of a plain one. He says, for example, honoring your parents is normally a matter of justice as well as affection, giving them what they are due for having given you life and nurture. But the fourth commandment has exceptions. Some parents treat their children with so much cruelty and neglect that no honor is due them.
Good point.
Quite the contrary. The commandment gives us no guidance on this point. The principle of justice does. The principle, to begin with, has no exceptions. You should always treat people as they deserve, in light of the virtues and vices that they practice, the benefit or harm that they have done you, and the legitimate expectations they should have on the basis of your relationship. It is therefore safe to rely on the principle in every circumstance. Second, this principle tells us how to identify exceptions to the more concrete rule. Parents should not be honored for their vices any more than anyone else should.
Great point. And I think a similar example would be, for instance, something we've come across by some of the callers on this show have said, well, you should respect your elders. You know, that's a rule. Respect your elders. Well, no. I give respect to those who deserve respect.
Absolutely.
If you don't prove by your actions and by your words that you're a respectable individual, you're not going to get respect from me just because you got a few gray hairs on your head or a few more wrinkles on your face. I'm sorry. In the same way that just because you pushed out a baby doesn't mean that you deserve respect either. You have to take care of that child in a respectable manner, and beating your children or sexually molesting them does not mean that you should be honored. More coming back, 800-259-9231, rules and principles or whatever's on your mind. Anything goes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your
your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Go to the listener map, map.freetalklive.com. Over 1,300 of our listeners have added themselves to it. You can become one of them by going to map.freetalklive.com. Punch in your location, your name, photo of yourself if you like, even a quote to go along with your entry, and you'll be on our map at map.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it is totally free. So, we're talking about rules, we're talking about principles, and the critical difference between them. Principles are a set of ideas and concepts that you live your life by that can have that can be over top of a variety of different situations, whereas rules are specifics. They are very specific to each individual situation that you could possibly get into, and therefore it'd be impossible to know all of the rules, first of all, or to have enough rules to address all of the possible situations that one might get into one's life. We'll explore this a little bit more. Let's go to the phones, though, to the Amplifier line. And Richard in Australia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
G'day.
G'day, guys.
Hey, Richard.
Hi. One of the most visible signs of the ineffectual nature of rules to me is just traffic signs. Ignoring the street and direction signs, I sometimes have a look and I have speed signs, speed cameras or safety cameras as they're called, warnings about black spots, warnings about drinking and driving, warnings about speeding. I went out to the airport the other day and was just looking along the side of the road, and easily, within every 100 metres, there was a sign up telling me about a rule about how I should be behaving.
And how are you supposed to drive? How are you supposed to actually drive when all these signs you're supposed to read?
Well, look, I don't know how it is there, but they just go berserk over here on these black spots coming up. Look, be aware there's a high accident area.
Wait a second, Richard. What is a black spot? We don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Look, a black spot is where there's been an intersection or an area of road that's got a particularly high incidence of crashes.
Oh, interesting. So they're saying, people have died here. Be extra careful.
Dangerous intersection is what we have a sign for that. They call it dangerous intersection.
I've never seen that. I've never seen a sign for that here.
I thought for a minute. See, I was speculating as to what that word might mean, and I thought he was going to be talking about a blind spot. In other words, where you go around a corner or you're coming out of an intersection and maybe there's trees on either side of the intersection so you can't see the oncoming traffic.
Right, I see.
But I guess
you might have a blind spot at a black spot, but you're sort of like scooting along quite happily and everything's going okay, and all of a sudden the stress levels go up and the tension levels go up and you start looking for cars zooming out of trees or people falling asleep on the other side of the road. And to me, it's just an indication of how ineffective rules are, and couldn't agree with you more that the guiding of principles is really what should be taught to us and what should guide us. Everyone should make their own responsible decision based on the principles that are presented to them.
Well said.
I don't know if that's going to work on the road, Richard.
Well, now
I think we need rules on the road.
Now hold on, Manwich. We've seen studies that have shown that the less signage there is, the more the safer roads are.
People
are
true.
People are more careful when they don't have those reassuring signs to back them up or to give them this false sense of security. You know, if there's no barrier on the side of the road of a cliff, you're going to be extra careful making that turn. Yeah.
Well, look, probably just to disagree with you on that, Manage, we've had, in the aid of interest of making things safer, they've been cutting back speed limits more and more.
Right.
And so in suburban areas, we've got a 50K limit, and I don't know what that translates, probably about
30 miles an hour?
Yeah, something like that. However, it's not consistent. You know, you go from 50K to 60 to 70 to 80. But when it first came out and everybody had the fear pumped into them about the fines, particularly here in Victoria, because you're not even allowed to go 2 kilometres over the speed limit or you can get pinged. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty severe. But I've noticed now that people drive at a safe speed, which tends to be about 55 k's, and usually if someone's doing 50 k's, people get a bit impatient. So
sure.
To me, yeah, it's a case of it doesn't work.
Yeah, it absolutely doesn't. Thank you for the call, Richard. We appreciate hearing from you as always from down under. 800.
Got to swerve to avoid those roos in the road.
800-259-9231. All right, you can bring up anything like Barbara in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Barbara.
You guys are probably, I'm not too sure if you're too young to remember, but back in 1996, after the Oklahoma City bombing, there was a major Patriot Bill, they called it, that went up before Congress and got voted on.
Mm-hmm.
In this bill, because I was a talk radio host back in those days.
Uh-huh.
And the point was that in that bill, there were things in there about the NSA and their wiretapping and their... every telephone was supposed to have a thing on it to where they could automatically just get everything from the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Did
all
it
your
pass?
Information.
Did this bill pass?
Now they're just beginning to talk about it. 10 years later.
So wait, you're suggesting this bill did pass in 1996?
It passed in 1996.
I see.
Well, they're building it into computers. That's for sure.
This was already going into the computers back then.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You're absolutely right about it.
Nothing new than what it was back then.
Right.
They're just starting to talk about it now.
Yep. And as Manwich pointed out earlier in the show, this is probably just the tip of the iceberg.
It is the tip of the iceberg. There's a number of other things in that bill.
Yeah, I had actually heard that a lot of the Patriot Act provisions that they put in after 2001 had been attempted to have been passed in earlier, and they just simply
in
resurrected it. Yeah, so
they
I'm sure
attempted to pass it back then, could not get it through because of the ACLU and Patriot organizations across America trying to prevent it.
But now you have a situation with 65% of Americans saying that this is okay with them. How does that make you feel?
It's not okay with me. Never has.
Yeah.
I used to rant about it every week when I was on the air.
Are there people that you know, Barbara, that are all for this? I mean, they think this is just a great idea?
Nobody I know. In fact, of course, I'm in a very interesting location up here, heavily in the Patriot area up here.
Very good.
Of Idaho. We're up in the south, the central Idaho.
Potatoes and patriotism.
Oh, yeah, well, you know about Bogreitz?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
I do.
Wait, what is that?
Bogreitz had land up here.
Bogreitz?
In the Kamiai area.
I just recognize the name.
I'm from the Kamiai area.
I just recognize the name. Will you tell me again who Bogreitz is? I can't remember.
Bogreitz is Colonel Bogreitz. Radio host now. But was a member of the military for many, many years.
That's all he's known for? Is being on the radio?
He's now a radio host.
Yeah.
But he was a...
What did he do in the military that was worthy of mention?
He was in the military for many years.
Did he do anything to, get covered?
Green Berets.
He what?
He was a Green Beret.
Well, there's lots of Green Berets. I'm just wondering why
I read his book.
No, but
that's
as
right.
Far as most people would...
apparently he wrote a book.
If you're on this network, many of your... host are going to be familiar with him, as well as many of your listeners.
Apparently, Man with She wrote a book. What was it?
I believe it was about both.
Order or something like that. Honor.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Barbara. And sorry you got out of talk radio. Maybe get back into it someday. 800-259-9231. You bring up absolutely anything. You know why? Because women talk is going to be on the rise here in America soon. Look out for that. We're coming back.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. We put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners. We want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though. It's just the various different women that listen to the show. Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000. Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. By the way, man, when you pulled up that guy, that Bo guy,
he's did.
Apparently just another one of those crackpot patriot writer kind of guys, right?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I see here. But
you
I'm
didn't
sure
read his book. You thought you'd read his book.
I know Colonel Bo Greitz from somewhere, and I don't know where.
I see. Not this guy, though.
I think that it was probably my early introductions into the Liberty Movement, that kind of thing. I think that's where I heard from him. Because my brother's keeper, not read that. No. It is described here as...
Sounds like a real page-turner.
Yeah. Read this gripping new book by America's foremost author who defends liberty and justice for all. I wonder if he defends liberty and justice for than dirty Mexicans.
Hmm. I don't think I'm going to read it to find out. All right, let's go back to rules versus principles. Johnson, where are we at here?
Oh, well, he's gotten into talking...
Wait a second, I want to defend what I just said. It sounds like I really believe that Mexicans might be dirty. I'm just kidding.
No, you are.
Okay. He's gotten into talking about, you know, what to do if you haven't followed rules and how, you know, he's talking about some of the defects of rules, and he gets into one of the most poignant points here.
Okay.
The exercise of judgment cannot be eliminated from human life, and the attempt to do so by erecting a network of rules has destructive consequences in public as well as private affairs.
Mm-hmm.
He just gives an example. In hiring an employee, the factors one considers are not limited to those one can quantify or even those one can name. An experienced interviewer may notice subtle aspects of the way a person presents and conducts himself and give them a weight as signs of how well he will perform on the job, relate to other employees, etc. Employers seeking to avoid civil rights sanctions, however, know they cannot appeal to such judgments if they are challenged in a court by a member of a protected minority who has been turned down for a job. As a result, they have tended to rely more on checklists of external credentials. And some companies have even lobbied the government for explicit quotas as a way of protecting themselves legally. The result is not only the injustice of people getting jobs they don't deserve, but a general dumbing down of the whole selection process. There is a final defect that rules have in virtue of their concreteness. It is the most serious defect of all, and it is once again most pronounced in the realm of ethics. Unless rules are anchored in principles, they cannot be rationally justified. A moral code must be validated by a reference to a fundamental value, an ultimate good to which all other goals of action are means.
You're losing me, dude.
Okay. What? A moral code, if you have a moral code, it has to be validated by a reference to a value, an ultimate good.
Okay, you're reading it over again, but I'm still not getting it. Can you translate it? Because it's tough for me.
Okay.
If it's tough for me, it's tough for other people out there.
Okay. Well, let me read this. This is how he explains it. For objectivism, that ultimate good is the individual's own life and happiness. Moral principles identify the requirements for living successfully, given the man's basic needs and capacities. Production is a value because it provides for our needs. Conceptual knowledge is a value because it makes production possible. Rationality is a virtue because it is the only way to acquire and maintain a conceptual grasp of reality. Honesty and integrity are virtues because they are the only way of keeping one's actions tied to one's grasp of reality, and so on.
Okay.
Does that clarify a little bit?
Not really.
Well...
I'm sorry.
He says, detached from...
I'm just a dum-dum.
He says, detached from the context... Hopefully this will clarify it a little bit further. Detached from the context, rules have no rational warrant. They can only be accepted on faith or authority as arbitrary edicts. This is the primary reason morality is seen by most people as a constraint imposed on them from the outside. In fact, as Ayn Rand often said, morality is a vital need, something to be used and valued as an instrument of happiness. To someone who values in his mind, for example, and takes pride in exercising and acting on it, dishonesty has no appeal. So in other words, someone who has values and principles, their morality comes from within,
okay,
as opposed to from without.
Right. That makes sense to me. And I think there's a lot of people in America that believe that because there are these rules that they must be morally correct. We've heard this echoed several times, especially in discussions about drugs. Well, you shouldn't do drugs because they're illegal. Well, wait a minute. What about all the legal drugs out there? What about all the dangerous legal products that you can get over the counter? Are those less dangerous or less morally corrupt because they're legal? I mean, there's this kind of worship that we have for law, these outside rules that people have imposed upon us in this culture, because we believe that for some reason these people that made these rules and these laws must be good people.
Yeah, he makes
that they were elected by a majority.
He makes a very good point on that. He says, without that understanding, the understanding that rules being without and principles coming from within, however, moral rules will be experienced as an external constraint, a tax on one's pursuit of happiness. as in the old joke about the Ten Commandments. Moses comes down from the mountain and says to the people, "The good news is that I bargained him down to 10. The bad news is that adultery is still on the list."
All right. Charlie wants to talk about immigration. You might be able to slip your call in here. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You bring up anything, even these remaining moments, we got room for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com, and you can become an amplifier. What's that mean, Manwich?
Means that you give us $3 a month.
Why would they want to do something like that?
Because they want to help us spread the word.
The word of what?
Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want people to hear Free Talk Live, and the amplifier money helps us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
Right. It gets advertising out to the industry. The radio business gets us more radio stations, more internet listeners. It's making a huge difference. And over 220 of our listeners have become amplifiers. It's totally voluntary. We give you everything on our website for free. So if you appreciate that, then show your appreciation. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. $3 a month is all we ask. Again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. Did I mention the perks? You get access to classic archives. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in line and more. Plus, we've got milestones that we're going to be reaching. The final milestone is that we're going to reduce commercial time on the show by 25%. Amp. www.freetalklive.com. All right, Johnson, rules and principles, you have some final words here on this.
Okay, boiling it all down, he says, okay, in certain social contexts, rules are necessary. Obviously, you know, private property, you need to be able to define rules on your own private property and have the choice to do whatever you want as far as those rules are concerned. But rules aren't necessarily based in rationality. For example, there's no good rational reason why in England they drive on the left side of the road, whereas we drive on the right side of the road. It's just a rule to help people engage in a certain sort of conduct.
Okay.
But even in that context, rules have all the defects that we've already discussed. And if they are detached from rational principles, they're an arbitrary expression of will. When rules are necessary, the rulemakers have an obligation to make them intelligible. Rules that are arbitrary are issued chiefly as a means of asserting authority and invite rule-breaking by those independent enough to bridle at the subjection of another's will. He basically said, to boil it all down, the final thing that he says in this article is that we do need objective standards, but objectivity requires principles, not rules. The choice is to be principled, acting on one's own understanding of reality, or to be ruled by an explicit authority, or by the cramped and encrusted dictates of tradition. For anyone who values his own life and his own autonomy, that's an easy choice.
There you go. Man, don't you have any thoughts on all that?
No.
Can we jump back to, let me take a look at this here, the intelligible part. When rules are necessary, rulemakers have an obligation to make them intelligible. Okay. Has anybody ever tried to read the law?
Well, that much is true. Certainly, laws should be simple. Everybody should be able to read them and understand them. At least people that can read should be able to understand them.
Have you ever tried to read them?
I have, certainly.
I want to put a shotgun in my mouth when I'm trying to read the law. I mean, it is so difficult. It's written in legalese, which means it's written in a way that only lawyers can understand. Because they have been trained to read this sort of thing. So therefore, even the rules that we currently have aren't even intelligible. I mean, even if you wanted to sit down and start reading all of the rules and the laws that we have in America, you couldn't get past a few pages of it without getting sick from all the legalese or not even beginning to comprehend what it is that you were even reading.
One other good point that we skipped over that he said here is another conservative activist was quoted recently as saying that students should be told that stealing is wrong. According to an authority, either God or parents, it doesn't matter. In regard to morality, however, there are no authorities. An expression of will divorced from reason is arbitrary, and no valid claim on our compliance. It is just another form of subjectivism.
We are done for tonight. Tomorrow night, you can join us as usual. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll see you in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Stick to your principles.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. People